This is 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Professor Huck Spin and Doc V signing off of Office Hours. Have a good night. Thank you.
Caroline says, as she gets up off the floor, why is it that you beat me? It isn't any fun. Caroline says, as she makes up her eye, you ought to learn more about yourself. You ought to think more than just I. She's not afraid to die. All of her friends call her Alaska when she takes speed. They laugh and ask her what is in her mind. What is in her mind? Caroline says, as she gets up from the floor, you can hit me all that you want to, but I don't love you anymore. Caroline says, while biting her lip, life's meant to be more than this, and this is a bum trip. She's not afraid to die. All of her friends call her Alaska when she takes speed. They laugh and they ask her what is in her mind. What is in her mind? She put her fist through the window pane. It was such a funny feeling. It's so cold in Alaska. It's so Alaska. to them about the joyousness of living. We'll be right back.
hello, hello. How goes it tonight, late hour, with Temi Oyemi? You're listening to WMFO. This is the Lalua Makana Show. The name is pending. Because the reason for the name is my friend Luke McConaughey Hanley. I'm sure you've heard of him. Yik Yak representative for Tufts University, ex Yik Yak representative, proficient, excelling stand up comedian, horsehead antic guy. You may have seen him running around in Tisch Library with nothing but his little man boy boxer briefs and a horse head, saying nothing and eventually being kicked out by TUPD. More on that story later. No worries, I'll tell you more. But anyways, yeah, he had a radio show last year? Yeah, a year before now, during this time, exactly before now. Man, the sentences, am I right? But yeah, he had the show and he titled it that, and now I'm carrying the legacy, but I don't know if I want to keep it. It's not original, really, so I might change it. I'm still getting settled in right now, but you just listen to The Contortionist. Beautiful music by The Contortionist. That was The Parable Rediscovered. It's like an acoustic rediscovering of the actual song Parable. And now, for now, I just to get myself settled, I'm going to play another one, if you will. DJ Khaled, Bless Up. Oh man, I'm sorry about that. I didn't need to make that reference. But here you go. This is the Contortionist again. Actually, yes. No. How about we play a little something else? This is a song requested by your boy Shiv Cryogenics. It is a song titled Unleashed by Epica. And he said he was feeling it right now, so we're going to check it out. And I hope you like it. I hope I like it too. All right. Hello, hello, hello. That was... I'm testing the mic. This is pretty close, but I think this is what we want. Like right here? Or like here's too far, you know? Right? This is way too far. But then we get a little bit closer and closer and closer. We get real close, but not too close. I think there's an indicator, like a bar, a sound bar that shows me like how loudly I'm speaking and where I want to be. So I'm looking at that right now, and I think this is good. This is solid. This is solid. Yeah. So I'm just in the station right now, just chilling. Got Christmas lights on. Everything else is off. So back to that story about Luke. Freshman year, Luke had a horse head. And this was before everything. Before the war, before his trials and tribulations. He was a free man. And with his free time, he decided to do a thing with a thing. A thing with a thing? Yes, Jimmy, a thing with a thing. The thing being a horse head prank kind of stuff thing with a certain Matt Long. And they do things like go on the train station, the T, and horse around in their horse heads. I'm going to stop talking about the horse head thing because it is boring at me. So what do I have for you tonight? How about this? Kids, right? They play pretend all the time. All right? That's what they do. Pretend play. Make stuff up. Make believe, if you will. Now, it's okay for children to do these things, but how bizarre would it be to see a group of adults pretend playing? I feel like the kids, if kids saw adults doing kid-like things, specifically make-believe games, they'd be pissed. I think I'd be pissed. I'd probably want that adult boy, adult man dead. But that may just be my child thoughts, personal child thoughts. But I had a thought once. What if there was a certain boy that gathered the neighborhood kids up in a bunch and asked them if they wanted to play a cool game where they're all pretended to be Super Mario. They all pretend to be Mario, the plumber. Yeah, the plumber in that game. Excuse me. Yeah, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Mario. He is a plumber in a video game that doesn't really have a backstory that's worth your time. He may or may not have had an ongoing thing with this Princess Peach person. I don't know if they knew each other before he started saving her from a tyrannical turtle of sorts. But yeah, it's a video game with no real backstory. But anyway, I'm going to go back to that. Mario, why doesn't Mario have a better backstory? Why is he a plumber? Is he appealing to the common plumber man? I think not. This is a game for children. Why bother making sure he's a plumber, right? But anyways, I digress. Back to the situation. A kid in a neighborhood gathers all the other neighborhood kids together to play pretend. and he asks them to all pretend to be Mario, but they're all pretending to be one person. Each child pretends to be a part of Mario. You got your arm, which we'll assign to Billy, because he's like an arm kid. And you got your legs, your left leg, and your right leg, which we'll assign to the twins, Bo and Joe, because they're twins, and it's better to, if you have legs, it's always better to have them be twin-like. And just like that's the game. You just pretend to be this person, and then we'll have created a scent like a being out of neighborhood children, you know? Do you know what I'm talking about? If you don't feel free to call me at the WMFO number, 617-627-3800. And we'll talk about your confusion, work out the kinks, and yeah. Oh, and I'd also like to send some good vibes to everyone that's working on a senior thesis right now, and everyone whose name rhymes with Arosa, or Arosa, or whatever, or wherever you put the accent. Yeah. I'm feeling like a PSA right now, actually. Let's see. Give me 1 second, everyone. Give me 1 second as I reach over for the PSA binder. Right over here. You hear that rustling? That's me reaching. I got it. It's in my hands. It's in my hand. I got it right here. You hear that rustling? That's just me crumpling a binder and not opening it. But now I'm opening it. There we go. Here's a PSA. Brought to you by WMFO in Medford. DJ Thames. I'm probably going to change that too. It's not that creative. It's just my name, Temmie, minus the I at the end. I think that's kind of very not creative at all. Kind of dumb, personally. It's also the name of our Tufts Emergency Medical Services, also known as TEMS. And, I might change it to like Afrocarpus or something. DJ Afrocarpus coming to you live. All right, let's get on with this PSA. Numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Okay. Number, what? Huh? Okay. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history. 0. A message in a public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yep. There's that. And, by request of a certain friend, I think I'll be playing a little jingle that some of you may or may not be familiar with. But here it is. Bring Me to Life by Evanescence. This is DJ Afrocarpus, previously known as Thames, DJ Thames. Thank you.
There it is.
Whoops. This is a commercial. We're going to wait for that to... All right, here we go. DJ Thames. On the beat. Don't ever forget. It's me. That rhymed, so I let it. All right.
Like open doors.
That was Bring Me to Life by Evanescence, requested by your boy Shaleel. We will never play that song again. Don't worry, we will never play that song again. But speaking of songs, I wrote a rap for my Hip Hop 1 class, and I think it's pretty great. I can't rap it here because I don't want to. So that's the end of that. I should plan more, just in life in general, but also for this radio show. I'm a graduating senior. I got about, five more weeks here. And honestly, I just don't want to end up homeless, you know? Nah, I'm kidding. That may almost for sure never happen. But I'd like to continue using talents, you know. I'd like to not have to deal with money being a problem or a goal, if you will. And I'm sure there are many of you out there that feel the same way. You feel like you're stuck in a cycle, an endless cycle of capitalism, and you just want to get out and breathe in the fresh air of dreams and hopes and skills and talents being used the way you want them to be used. Or I may just be alone in this thought, but I've been thinking about that for a while. But back to the horses, Horsehead and Luke Hanley doing the Horsehead thing in the library. Honestly, I could not believe that he was going to do that. I just could not believe he was going to walk around half naked in the library. Freshman year, a freshman. So bold. Bolder than many seniors I know today. But it's truly admirable. Gotta say, top-notch work by Luke McCongus Hanley. And if you want to hit him up, you should hit him up, because that's what he does. Now, let's talk Yik Yak. Specifically, let's talk Spring Fling 2016. So for the lineup, we got Borns, whom I've never heard of. Shaggy, who I didn't know sang the songs that he sings. And Matt and Kim, who play some like indie pop jams. Now, if you guys can keep a secret, I'll tell you something that's pretty unpopular right now on Tufts campus, as far as I'm concerned. Maybe I shouldn't even say this. I actually like a couple of their songs. That's right. DJ Afrocarpus on the beat. Matt and Kim, couple songs. He likes them. He ain't afraid. He's a little bit afraid. I just don't want to be stoned. I was pretty scared. Speaking of stoning, I was like pretty sure I'd be stoned if anyone found out. Another secret. Can you guys keep two secrets in two nights? One night. I don't know why I said two nights. If you guys can keep the secret, I'll tell you. I'll let you in on something. All right, you guys ready? So, this is Tufts University, right? Home of a bunch of nerds that are about Harry Potter. That is their thing. That is their jam. Because magic and writing. That's according to Shaleel, not really that great. But yeah, I have never watched or read any of the Harry Potter series. That's right. And I'm going to repeat that again because it's such controversial news. I have never, ever watched or read Harry Potter. Why? Well, one, just general lack of interest. And two, my parents were pretty convinced that it was like witchcraft. And it was. My parents are pretty religious. That's just another fact about me. Because you asked. So, I just kept that a secret for about 2 years. 2 years. And I started telling people my junior year. Like, I was pretty... I was concerned I'd lose friends because of that fact. I was concerned. But lo and behold, I did lose friends. Lost a lot of people in the great reveal. But hey, as they always say, you win some, you lose most of them. And that's okay. That's okay, right? Right? Yeah. I might never watch Harry Potter because of the way some people reacted. I just can't bring myself to do that. And I refuse. Yeah, I've also never played Pokemon. Might as well just get it all out right now and await the angry mob standing outside the station, probably, or walking to the station as I speak. The angry mob of 12 of you that are listening in right now. And I'll just take... went off the air for a second. Yeah, I'm ready. It's all right. It's okay. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right, I think it's time for two more songs for sure. But I'm thinking we need something with something with a nice beat, but that's not too, well, you know what I'm trying to say, right? Yeah, exactly. I think we'd like that a lot. Let's see. I think you guys are ready for some DJ Okawari. You know what I'm saying? You guys are ready for that. For sure. DJ Okawari is a guy who makes music. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful stuff. So, here you go. Here you go. With the beats.
This is the purpose of changing hydrogen.
This is DJ Afrocarpus, formerly known as Thames. DJ Thames. Coming to you live. With flower dance.
If you like.
You sell them?
Enjoy.
I'm afraid not.
But maybe we can make a deal.
was Flower Dance by DJ Oka Owari. Thank you for listening. This is WMFO in Medford, and you are listening to the Lalua Makana Show, Pending Change, of course. And I am DJ Afrocarpus, formerly known as Thames. And I promise that next week I will come more prepared with things to talk about. But maybe I think we have time for one more topic. Let's see. I'm just going to spitball a lot of things that are happening, and we'll see what I want to talk about. Let's see. President Monaco, streets, potholes, Boston, horrible, crap, streets. Yeah, what's up with that? What is up with that, Boston? Why are your streets such filth? Why do your street signs and lights suck so much? What is up with the rotaries, Boston? Help me out here. I am struggling to understand why you didn't make these streets appropriate. You know what I mean? I'm from Houston, Texas, and people are nice on the sidewalks, but are animals. And by animals, I mean human beings in the streets, because human beings suck. So everyone just feels so entitled, you know, very entitled. It's the same on the sidewalks here in Boston. Have you ever been walking down a sidewalk and you see like a group of three lax bros, or anyone really, lax bros mostly, walking towards you, and you just like, you know what? These guys are probably not going to make room for me unless I just look down, square my shoulders, and just walk straight through them. Anyone? That's just been me for many occasions. I hope not. Yeah, but here, people are just not very aware of what's around them, and they'll just do what they gotta do to get to point A, from point A to point B. And that's like, that's what they gotta do. They gotta do their best thing at that moment, which is not always great for those around them, but empathy is a weird thing. It's a weird thing. I witnessed Tufts concert board being torn apart on Yik Yak and on Facebook for their decision to bring those artists and pay for them. What's the Tufts budget for this Spring Fling gig? $100,000? That's what I hear. It's something in that range. That's absurd, you know? And to have so many people disagree with your decision to spend that much money on these artists, it speaks to the amount of work that was put into connecting with the students and finding out what they want. Maybe like having a better poll, having a poll at all, that would have been great. Not really playing with their heartstrings by saying that it'll be someone else that we kind of don't want, but we'd be okay with, and then having it not even be that person. That's foul. That's foul. That's how I describe it. Not great. Not great. Not great. But that's okay. We will live. We will survive. We will survive. I'm not about to play I Will Survive, though. But I am about to hit y'all with some more DJ Okowari. Right now, I'm going to play this song titled Bluebird. Bluebird Story, featuring Jamils. That's an artist that's featured in this piece. So check it out. Oh. Nope. We're not doing commercials. That's not the kind of station we are. We are classy. We are neat. So that's what you can expect most of the time, or at least in this hour. Check it out. Word. I've never actually heard the song before, but DJ Okawari, y'all, he's one of the best. All right. It's going to be my last song for sure, but I'll come back to sign out. Please don't forget to sign out, sir. Thank you. That was my impression of a clingy receptionist. Anyways, Bluebird Story, y'all. Check it.